This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Be aware of critical fire weather conditions across northeast Utah and northwest Colorado. That's according to the National Weather Service out of Grand Junction. That includes Moffett and Rauch counties. Temperatures will be above normal today with triple-digit heat in some areas. Wind gusts could reach 35 miles per hour. Be aware of red flag warnings being issued. An estimate of over 1,600 people showed up on the lawn of the historic Rauch County Courthouse Saturday as part of a nationwide protest called the No Kings Rally. Most had signs and there were speakers in front of the courthouse. Many cars, trucks, and motorcycles drove by honking in support and in protest for the gathering. The deadline for second-half property tax payments is today. Payments must be postmarked or received in your county's treasurer office by this date to avoid penalties. And if your mortgage company does not pay your property taxes, it's your responsibility to make a payment either online, in person, or at the 24-hour drop box in front of the county courthouse, or mailed to the treasurer's office with it postmarked for today. Work on Downhill Drive on the west side of Steamboat Springs continues this week. Work is being done on the stormwater culverts and the north side of Highway 40. Clearing and grubbing work continues on Riverside Drive. Prep work for sidewalks, curbs, and gutters continues on the southeast corner of the intersection. Traffic is reduced to 30 miles per hour through the work zone. In Craig, the water line on 10th Street between Rose and Legion Streets being replaced starting today should be finished by August 4th. That includes paving. Section of 10th Street will be closed. The contractor will notify affected residences. Moffett County Board of County Commissioners meets with Roy Tipton and the Office of Development Services this morning regarding the operating agreement between Moffett County and the State of Colorado Department of Public Safety, Colorado State Patrol, for the Moffett County Public Safety Center. Rauch County Board of County Commissioners, they also have a work session this morning. Historic Rauch County has received a grant for $250,000 to restore the Maxwell Squire Building. That's at 9th and Lincoln. It was damaged by a car that struck the front of the building in early January. That building was built in 1908. The Family Development Center has announced Kara Melland as the new director for the Discovery Learning Center Preschool. More than 1,800 people voted. The new name of the new downhill trail on Emerald Mountain looks like it will be Highway to Hell. Steamboat Springs City Council will have the final vote of confirmation in July. Once all approved, Highway to Hell will be officially added to the Emerald Mountain Trail map. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.